So the question was asked, is it possible, is it correct to say that that if you decide to love someone, you can make any marriage work? And I said that I'm willing to answer the question on the condition that whoever is here for the beginning of the answer does not leave till the end of the answer, which will take approximately 20 minutes. And the same holds true for our listeners. If you're going to listen to this answer, if you're listening to the beginning, it's on the condition that you'll hear it out till the end. And the reason I say this is because many years ago, a rabbi answered a similar question, and he was misunderstood. And because he was misunderstood, this led to many marital problems. And then he rescinded his statement and tried to rectify what he said, even though what he said was in essence correct. So I would want to not answer the question, but I see the merits in answering the question, and I hope they outweigh the demerits of the potential misunderstandings, and I hope to preclude the misunderstandings, but in order for me to at least have a shot at that, I need you to hear me out. So this is all being recorded. You could also record it. Okay. Okay, so let's begin. Chazal tell us that when a person wants to marry someone, they are prohibited from marrying the person without seeing them first, lest the woman have a blemish, and then she not find favor in his eyes. And the Torah tells us, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," you should love your friend as yourself. So the Gemara seems to indicate that it can be that she will have something that bothers you so much that this marriage won't work, and then it's not fair to her to marry her just because someone told you she's a great girl. So what does the Gemara say? Go see her once. Go see her once. Okay, that's pretty interesting. So does that cover everything? You saw her once? So I always say that from this Gemara you see that the Gemara was talking about certain blemishes, but it could be other blemishes that that you say, I can't deal with that. That's just not going to work for me. So on some level, there can be certain things that are anathema to a person. A guy marries a girl and she's covered with boils. He didn't know it before they got married. You know, they showed him a picture before she got the plague and now she's covered with boils and he can't fathom being with this person. It disgusts him. What are you going to tell him? Get over it. Try. Fine. He tries. After 3 months, he still can't get over it. After 3 years, he still can't get over it. What are you going to say? There are things that disgust certain people, right? On the other hand, what happens if they're married and then she develops boils? You know, that can happen too. So then we say, swallow it, buddy, you married her. And figure out how to make it work. So there's the problem with answering this question is that we need to understand the gentle balance between the question being asked before marriage and after marriage. And this is the risk in answering the question. This is also the gain in answering the question. Before marriage, our instruction is you have to verify and find someone you're compatible with. We're not looking for a hard life. You know, it's like saying, can I make a living in any job? Yeah, but you might not be very happy cleaning toilets your whole life. Maybe you will be. Maybe that's the perfect job for you. We had a guy in Merkaz Harav till today. He cleans toilets, and every time he does it with his bare hands and finishes and picks up his hands and says, I am the luckiest man alive. You know what holiness I get for I'm cleaning the toilets of Merkaz Harav. You should see him. Barehanded. No gloves. Nothing. No. Bare hands. Okay, he's happy. The guy must be in his 70s already. He still comes in and he'll finish cleaning and he'll say, holiness, as he finishes cleaning it. Okay, fine. You know, to each his own. So you could. Yeah, you can make a living doing all kinds of things. But we say, try to find something that fits you. It'll make it easier for it to be palatable and workable for you. Does that mean that other things are not workable? No. So that's the key point, and that's where I don't want to risk misunderstanding. Meaning, when you're dating, you try to find someone that matches you. And Chazal said that's the correct way to go. Matches doesn't have to be 100% match. It has to be, as we've discussed in our dating classes, matching on certain critical points and matching to a certain degree and compatible and workable. Meaning it doesn't have to be you're not identical twins, right? But it has to be workable. So there are different formulas which we've discussed at length in our other classes. So when you're dating, yes, you do look for someone where it's going to be easier running, smoother sailing. You know, if you're going to marry a girl she's going to want co-ed education and you're going to want to send him to a Haredi school that shaves his head, yeah, it's going to be difficult to make that work. You know, you're going to want that your wife shaves her head and she's going to want a TV in the house. That's going to be difficult to bridge these gaps. There are points where it's very important to try and understand that you're in the same ballpark. After you're married, after you've done your best to find the wife that's compatible, and that's why I'm willing to say this, because it's important to remember that at the end of the day, yes, the answer is you can make it work with any girl. But then you have to make it work. And the key to any marriage is making it work. And it's always going to be difficult to make it work. But that's after you're married. That's not the philosophy we date with. The philosophy we date with is we try to find the one that's going to be most compatible, because finding with the one that's most compatible, it's hard enough as it is. Does that mean that if a guy married a girl that was not the ideal girl, now the marriage can't work? No. The marriage can and should work. It means that that's their challenge in life. That's one of their challenges in life. But it can work. And it should work. And it could be the most beautiful marriage in the world. It's important to know that at the end of the day, every marriage can work. There's a saying, there's a rabbi here that gives a class that says, there's no such thing, en zug lo mutzlach, yesh zug lo mudrach. There's no such thing as an unsuccessful marriage. There's only an unguided marriage. There's a marriage that lacks the guidance of knowing how to make it work. That's all you have. There's no such thing as an unsuccessful marriage. You with me? So that's an important thing to know, because very often people will say, we're so different, and now that we're married, we suddenly realize this was all a big mistake. I always say, I don't care. I know, every couple after they're married realizes it was a mistake. Show me one couple that doesn't. Yeah, they're married 30 years and they forgot that 29 years ago, deep down inside, each one of them was certain this was a mistake. Your parents won't tell you that. Because 29 years later, no one's talking that way. I hope. You know. But the truth is, everyone undergoes periods of time where they ask themselves, what did I get myself into? And you have to know every marriage can work, and it's your job to make it work. But that's a point to know after marriage, not before marriage. Before marriage, you look for the partner and you look to make it as easy as possible to make it work. After marriage, when you suddenly face the hardships and you tell yourself, can it get any harder than this? Then you should realize, I don't care how hard it is. Now it's up to you to make it work. It can work. It's a question of dedication. Are you dedicated to making it work or not? If you want to make it work, it can work.
It's going to come from both sides.
I didn't say that. You said that.
It's got to come from both sides.
No, so I always say it takes one to tango. I always say it only takes one to keep a marriage intact, not two.
Yeah. Sometimes you can give everything and still doesn't change anything.
That's true. No one said you'll change anything.
Or,
it takes two to hit divorce. It takes one to make a marriage work.
I'll have to talk to you about this one afterwards. What happened in my situation?
I let's not get personal.
I said talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
I want to ask you a couple of questions in regards to
that. Okay. I mean... fair enough? Clear? Guys, any question? I want to make sure you guys got this straight. This is wasn't 20 minutes. Okay.
To put something that you were saying, to put a frame. Ben Franklin made a quote. When you're dating, keep your eyes wide open. When you're married, keep your eyes half shut.
Oh, beautiful. Very nice.